You're listening to the Hang 5 podcast, supported by Flat Society, Connection, Community, Culture. Episode 41, the One Love Jam 2024. This episode is going to be a little different. I was lucky enough to escape the harsh Canadian winter just a few days ago to spend a weekend in Newport Beach, California. A must stop on the event calendar, One Love Jam has been going strong for 14 straight years and is always well attended. It probably has to do with the spot, the weather, the Cali vibes, the raffles, and even this time a marriage proposal. So I decided to ask Darren Wright, the longtime organizer, a few questions, followed by running my mic around to a few riders from close and far. If after that, you still can't decide to make the trip in 2025, well, I can help you. Enjoy! All right, we are here at beautiful Newport Beach, California, MLK weekend, and I'm with the main man, Darren Wright. Darren, welcome to the Hang 5 podcast. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. Much better weather than last year.
Oh, yeah. So last year we definitely got rained out for the first time in 13 years.
Right. So this is a 14th annual One Love Jam?
This is the 14th annual. I'm going to count this one as the 14th because we didn't have one for COVID.
Right.
This would be officially the 14th time.
And you are the one who organizes this, but you actually don't live down here.
No, I actually live an hour and a half north of San Francisco. I live in wine country.
Isn't that called Oregon?
No.
It's not quite?
No, it's Sonoma County, so it's pretty famous for wine country.
You're right, it's wine country.
They filmed The Birds there off the coast. Goonies was filmed there.
All right, that's cool. But you're also not originally from there, right?
No, I'm actually originally from South Carolina.
All right. So that's where you grew up, and when did you start riding?
I started riding on Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, probably around 95, 96.
All right. And did you hang out much with the crew in Athens, Georgia?
I didn't actually meet the Athens crew till around 2000. There was a hurricane that came through, and we evacuated, and we got to Atlanta, and Atlanta was full. And at the time, there was a guy that was riding with me named Fred, and he was with me in the car, and we were looking in the magazine, a Ride BMX magazine, and we saw the Athens scene report, and we're like, well, we're in Atlanta, we might as well drive to Athens.
So
we drove to Athens, and the first thing I saw was a guy manualing down the main street, and it was like the most mind-blowing thing ever, because I usually don't see many BMX riders in the South like that.
At full speed?
At full speed.
Yeah.
And then we caught up with him, and it happened to be Greg Overstreet.
Right.
And Greg Overstreet invited us out for a quick session the next day. After that, went home, did a couple CFBs, and then I think probably by the second CFB, round three, that's when I was deciding that I was going to move to Athens. So that would be around 2003?
Okay.
Maybe 2004?
20 years ago?
Yeah, those are the hazy days, if you know what I mean, from living in Athens. So.
Yep, absolutely. So you met like some of the crew there, like was it John Docker from around there too?
Actually, I met John Docker at a CFB, the first CFB contest not Jacksonville. I think it was, I'm not sure the location, but that's where I met John Docker at. I met him. He was riding a EP with a cut frame stand.
And who else is in that crew? Like Dane Bursley is from there too?
Dane's actually from Michigan, but he is part of the crew.
Yeah.
There's Jody Temple.
Of course, Jody's here today.
Jody's here somewhere today. There's Kent Pearson. And there was a couple other guys that I'm drawing blanks on them right now. But Athens was a pretty tight-knit crew. You pretty much rode with somebody every day.
Yeah, it was a mid-school era. It was cool too, like a lot of originality. And so I'm trying to piece it together because you said this is the 14th annual One Love Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long you stayed in Georgia, but were you already organizing it from there, or you waited until you moved to Cali?
I waited until I moved to California. I moved to California in 2009.
Okay.
So the first jam was 2010.
Okay, so like you didn't waste any time, and then when you're in and organize
the jam. So when me, Shane, Gabe Katamiri and Stephen Hearn moved to California, there wasn't any jams going on. Chad Johnston wasn't doing the intricate jams.
Right.
Bobby wasn't doing the Hollywood jam. And I was like, maybe we should do a jam. And so there was a need, so we just did the jam. Originally, the jam was only Northern California and Southern California riders for the first couple years, except for a few outside guys like John Docker would come. This guy named Roy from New York would come. So we have a few guys coming in, but it didn't really hit till probably Zuma Beach, where Red Bull came out and had their big truck. And right. That's when I met Corey Fester that year and Paula Trix. And it was a pretty big event. I think there was like 175 riders out there that year.
Was that the peak? Because, I've been to five or six. I've came to five or six.
I think that was the most people I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It does still stay around the 100, 125 mark. But that one, in my opinion, is definitely probably the biggest event that was going on.
Are you doing any kind of promotion? You mentioned that big year was because Red Bull was coming. But I know right now everybody's on social media. And then that's, you advertise there. And then and there's obviously word of mouth. And it's pretty much the only place in the country or in North America that's not freezing cold. Mm-hmm. So everybody comes here. So it's a no-brainer. But you get... do you have to do a lot of work to get people to come, or is pretty much everybody wants to be here?
I think in the beginning it seemed like, I don't think so. I think people just, the draw for January and trying to get out of your cold environment, and the fact that you get to ride on you get to see a beach while you're riding. So.
And for those who haven't been here, this is part of an elementary school, and it's a giant asphalt flat pad that's, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out the size. It's huge. So it works for people who ride straight lines. It works for people who ride in circles. It accommodates 50 guys at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect. And it is on the beach, as you said.
Yeah, it's... So in order to hold a really good jam, in my opinion, there's not more than... Everybody has their own style.
Right.
And so you need to accommodate for everybody's style. You can't just have one small spot and think everybody's going to ride in a circle or ride like a professional rider who's not going to fall, who's used to riding in a 50 by 50 circle. So you just it's big enough for the rollers, it's big enough for the spinners. We get the old school guys coming in, they get to surf all the way down and come back. It's a great location.
And then you got a few guys actually, nobody's getting any younger. You got a few guys actually coming with their kids too, and then you see them trying a few tricks. They have pegs on their bikes, and that's cool too.
Yeah, yeah. Ed Nessbaum had his kids out yesterday, and they were ripping it up. And today it looks like some other people got their kids out ripping it up too. It's generational. I mean, whatever they see their dads or mothers doing, they're going to want to imitate it anyway.
That's right. There's also a few riders from really, really far away. We got our man Robert Muller from Germany. There's actually a few guys. Dan Henning is here.
Yeah, Dan Henning's here this year. I met Robert at Aloha Jam this year. I met you, but I've met you before here.
Yeah,
this year it seems there's a little bit of more international guys. There's definitely a lot of Canadians here this year
It's freezing cold in Canada right now, so we're happy to be down here. So yeah, there's always somebody with a big boombox. I'm sure people can hear that in the recording as well.
Last year we did have Mark Eaton here. Last year we did have Mark Eaton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard Mark was here and then spinning the decks.
It seemed like Mark brought a lot of extra people to watch that year because he was playing really friendly music. There was a lot of people kind of walking by and stopping. And I'm guessing because he's a DJ, it just attracted a lot of different people. So there was a lot of people, non-riders that year.
That
were just sitting here and observing.
But it's cool also that a lot of people that don't necessarily ride or don't ride anymore come by and enjoy the vibes and... Mm-hmm. Like you said, also there's every generation, old school, mid school, new school, and everybody's jamming together. It's pretty cool. See, Pete Brand's there. He's always there. He's already spinning his way.
Yeah, Pete just got in. And let me tell you, man, that dude is a machine. I did a show with him, and at 5:30 in the morning, the first thing he's doing is a blender on a stage that's less than 10 feet by 10 feet.
I know he's a machine.
He's a professional for sure.
It doesn't come as more professional as him. That's true. They don't come as more professional, yeah. All right. And then I noticed also some years there's a bunch of guys doing roller hockey, and that's never been a problem.
So, in order for the long story short, we used to come here before the Jam was here because the Jam used to be hosted at Studio City and then it moved to Zuma Beach. And then one year at Zuma Beach, I got a warning from the park ranger. He didn't write me a ticket or anything, but he just told me just pack it up. We still had the Jam. Everything was done. And we were looking for another location. And we used to come here just to ride, just to have fun for ourselves. And so my friend Sean Fontenot one day was like, hey, we should come down and talk to the rollerblader guys so we can come here and share the spot.
Yeah.
The rollerblader guys obviously live in this area, so we had to make peace and friends with them.
Yeah.
And so he's actually here.
Sean's here?
Yeah, Sean, the guy that we usually make peace with.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
And so we came, we made peace, and now we're here. We're at Newport Beach. They do come in. The first couple years, they were coming in to do their little roller hockey thing. And then one year he came up to me and he's like, hey man, we want to play. And I was like, we can slide over for you.
Yeah.
And then they only play for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and then they're gone. And then
yeah, it's big enough anyway.
It's big enough for everybody.
Yeah. But is this spot part of the school or is just...
This is part of the school. So in California, they have these yards where basically basketball courts, volleyball court can be set up at.
Yeah.
This one is unique because it's actually on the beach. Where I'm at, mine's like tucked in inside of a school. So this one's actually a very unique spot. And I know they use this for skateboarding camps in the summer, surf camps in the summer. So this is a pretty well-known spot here.
Right. But what I meant is that since it's part of the school, do you have to get permission from the school board or is it like whatever? Okay.
So
let me rephrase that. Are you like going like Ron Wilkerson and the two hip days and like putting
it
in
the... I am doing the Ron Wilkerson two hip days.
All right.
That's how the One Love Jam was surely inspired.
Yeah.
Because he said, if you need to put a contest somewhere, you just put it there.
You just do it and then see what happens. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. All right. That's cool. That's cool. Are you doing a lot of riding during the jam or are you just organizing?
Oh, you mean do I ride while
during
the jam?
Yeah.
Usually I try to ride a little bit in the morning, but this year there's a lot of people here. So
already,
my normal spot, I'm probably just going to start filming. I might try to ride a little bit. I'm still kind of working off an injury from Hawaii.
Ah, yeah.
So we'll see. I've been resting a lot this week, so I might spin around a little bit.
And now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Let Society is a proud sponsor of the Hang 5 podcast. This month, we're offering all listeners 10% off all products site-wide. Just enter promo code SPRING24 at checkout. Flat Society, connection, community, culture.
What would you say to people who want to come? Like, you know, what are the biggest takeaway or the biggest reasons for coming? I mean, we mentioned the weather, obviously, and then the fact there's a lot of people.
Well, if you live in the U.S., there's no more contests, so you ain't got no choice but to come out to a jam.
That's true. That is
so
true.
So there's that first factor right there. So because there's no contest, there's going to be, I think there's the Cashville Jam hosted by Ron Say. I feel like that's in March or something like that.
Yeah.
After that, there's nothing going on in the United States. I believe there is a
there's
York
something
jam.
Going on, I think, in Vegas in April.
Okay.
And then there's the Chris Young contest. The
flat ground. Right, the flat.
But that's in August. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was thinking in terms of California, I know there's a lot of beach houses, there's lots of beach bunnies for people who are interested.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can easily rent an Airbnb or Vrbo or whatever and share a house with a few fellow riders. There's also people go drinking and eating together. It's so nice. Yeah, and usually people stay more than the weekend, right?
Yeah, some people get here, like ourselves, we get here like Tuesday or Wednesday, so we're here for quite a couple days before the event so we can get some riding in.
All right, and then a big thing about the jam always is you got a big raffle at the end. So you got a few sponsors and then people give out, like there's some dope prize. I know people have won frames in the park.
So I used to kind of... In the beginning, I used to just hunt out a bunch of sponsors and just make a bunch of sponsors on the poster, make it look cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at this point, you know, the guys who keep supporting and the people who always come in or people who I talk to all the time, they've been keeping us alive here. So I kind of shrunk down a lot of the support. But when you come here, everybody has something to give away and they always want to put it in the pile. I mean, I've got a couple dudes who just gave me some stuff and they're like, hey, I got the stuff, can you give it away? And I'm like, sure. So
that's cool. Yeah.
I don't really feel the need anymore to kind of advertise or go out and look for more sponsors. The four main sponsors seem to do pretty well because the community here likes to pitch in.
Right, right.
But yes, in the previous years, we have given away complete frame, fork, stems. So there is a chance you will walk away with almost
a complete bike.
That's one of the big draws here. I mean, there's all kinds of draws, but the biggest draw is we're in 65 degree weather right now, in January.
And for the little story about the prizes, 1 year I was here and Pedro Melo won a pair of grips, and everybody knows that he doesn't ride with grips, so he gave them away even though he won them. That was funny.
He gave them away. Yes, he did.
Hey, I'm here with Robert Mueller from Germany, Düsseldorf, Germany. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
So you flew all the way from Germany to One Love?
Yes.
One Love Jam in Newport Beach?
Yeah.
Why made you decide to come here?
It was a very, very short-term decision. I just decided on Saturday that I come, so I book a flight, call my friends, including you.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Right.
All the way from Düsseldorf to L.A., Newport.
Is it the first time you came to One Love?
Yeah, it's the first time for me for One Love Jam.
But you come to California somewhat regularly.
Yeah, normally if the weather is a little bit better,
yeah.
More stable, more warm. Right now it's perfect weather here for Californian guys, but I take all the long traveling, so I wish it would be a little bit warmer.
Right, right. Oh, it's not bad.
No, today's good.
And how long are you staying? You're here for a few days?
Yeah, for 1 week. So I arrived the day before yesterday, and I'm leaving on Wednesday. So I catch up with Huntington Beach Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday night, I go back to Düsseldorf.
Cool. Are you practicing some special tricks?
No, I'm just riding around, having fun, and try to practice, but not as hard as back in the day. So if I'm feeling good, I practice it. If not, I stop doing it and sit down and have a beer.
What do you think of the turnout, the number of people here? It must be over 100 people.
Yeah, I think it's quite cool because this place is epic here in Newport Beach.
Yeah, the spot
so
is great.
So much space. So you have wheelie kids here, you have hockey players, you have families sitting on the beach, watching BMX riders. And you have more than 100 BMX riders from all over America.
And Europe.
And Europe, yeah. So I saw Dan Henning from Germany,
right.
One guy from Austria, Ibo. And actually, yeah, you're also from out of town, from Vancouver.
Yeah, and it is a bunch of legends here. Like I saw Brian Blyders here, Dave Volker, Dave Norris here, but he still rides, of course.
Jesse Puente.
I see.
Martin Aparillo sitting in a chair right now.
The chairman, yeah.
The chairman sitting in a chair, yeah.
All right, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to go catch up with other people.
Yeah, thanks for
Robert.
Having me.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hey guys, I'm here with Robert Riley of Reclamation Bikes in Colorado. How are you doing, Robert?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm great. Great to see you. So you decided to make the quick trek from Colorado, freezing Colorado, to sunny California?
Absolutely. Brought the family out, come to see all my old friends, my new friends, and this is the best event of the year.
It is. Like, so 100 people plus?
At least.
Yeah.
Good turnout this year.
Good turnout, like good weather, and then a lot of era represented, you know, some old legends.
Yes.
Or legends, not old.
You know, Brian Blyther and Martin Apario, Gustin and all that, all the way to the new guys.
To the new school, yeah.
Yep.
So you've been riding for a long time, right?
Yes.
And we bump into each other several times a year at events around North America and the world. And so what keeps you riding?
The thing I really like about, especially Flatland, is, you know, I always liked team sports from a small town because you needed all the people to make a team.
Right.
When you went to the big city, it wasn't like that. So this was more freedom to do by yourself, your own control, your own deal, you know, and it just, it never ends. It's endless. You can do anything you want with the sport.
That's right. You got a lot of friends. Obviously, you have even some guys you sponsor. How many times have you been to One Love?
This will be trip number 7.
Oh, that's good. That's like out of 14. So that's you made that's half of them.
About half of them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
Any special tricks you're working on?
I've been riding with Chris Young quite a bit, so I've been working on a lot of the G-turn type stuff. G-turn, back wheel G-turns, back peg G-turns.
Yeah.
Just trying to get back some of my old stuff. I don't remember what I forgot.
And you, you're well known for doing the Smith Decade one hand.
Hey, that's my bread and butter right there.
That's right. I've seen you pull it a few times today already.
Got it done.
How long are you here until?
I'm here till Monday.
That's great. Yeah, we have to go back to work. That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's good seeing you, brother.
Cheers. All right. I'm here with my man from Hawaii, Ross Schaefer. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. So you made it to One Love?
Yep.
Yeah, after Haloa Jam?
Yeah.
So is it your first trip here?
It is my second trip here.
Your second trip.
I came last year with the Hawaii guys, and I wasn't even a Flatlander.
And that's how you became Flatlander.
And it turned me on to Flatland.
I heard you won a frame last year.
I won a frame.
That's pretty good.
I built a bike, and I've been nothing but Flatland ever since.
Excellent. So tell me what you feel about this jam. There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
But everyone's so nice, and everyone can hang out with everybody, and that's what makes it so wonderful. It's unlike any other sport because of that, I think. You can meet your heroes. You can be with these people.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And there's no barriers between you, and you can ride with them. It's wonderful. It's a very big event this year, and it's awesome.
What about the spot? Do you like the spot?
I love the spot. Oh, the spot?
The spot's great. Yeah.
Smooth but grippy.
Yeah. On the beach?
On a beautiful beach on a beautiful day.
I mean, you live in pretty much paradise in Hawaii, and then there's a jam there, and like you're part of the jam, so how does it compare?
Aloha Jam, I would say, is a little bit more close-knit family style,
yeah.
where we all hang out and talk to each other, and we also with Aloha Jam, it's also a holiday.
Right.
So we go to the beach, we hike, we hang out afterwards, everybody, and I would say it's more of a family jam. If anything, this is a mass jam.
This is the mass jam for most people because everybody's trying to escape the cold.
Yes.
All right, how long are you staying?
Staying till Wednesday. We're gonna hit up HB Tuesdays.
Nice.
We're gonna do some bike shop shopping because we don't have those.
Yeah.
We don't have BMX specific shops, so.
Cool.
And eat Mexican food.
Excellent. Love. Well, good luck and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
All right.
So I'm here with Jorge, also known as Old School George, OSG. How are you doing, man?
Doing great, man. This is awesome.
Yeah. So we are at One Love Jam. Where are you from? Are you from around here?
I was born in Mexico, in Guadalajara.
Yeah? All right, cool. And then you live in Cali now?
I live in the United States, yes.
All right, excellent.
In the Bay Area.
All right. And how many times have you been to the jam?
I try to make it out here every year.
All right. So you've been 14 times or 10
times? It's been a long time. Even when before it was like at Zuma Beach.
At Zuma Beach, you were there.
Yeah.
I saw you filming and taking pictures earlier, so you like to document as well?
Oh, yeah. I love documenting and share with the folks that love Flatland BMX specifically. Yeah.
So what do you think about the jam? What makes you come here every year?
Just getting away from just, you know, the everyday life, and beginning of the year is always something to look forward to. And you know, and then that takes the rest of the year, and then until the end of the year, and then you're like, okay, I can't wait for One Love Jam, you know?
So do you do other events during the year, or just mostly this one?
Yeah. All the old school BMX reunion that Xavier, you know, and other people.
Yeah, organized, Steve Swope.
Steve Swope,
and Xavier, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What do you think of the spots? Like, you've been to the old one at Zuma Beach and here?
Oh, yeah. This is much better by far, of course. It's unfortunate sometimes when there's a lot of people that, you know, show up to play hockey or whatever, but looks like they moved away this time around, and it's always a nice weather, and always it's always a nice beautiful day. I always wish the time went slower.
Of course. What would you say to somebody who's never been here, why they should come here?
Just enjoy, you know, life. Come to California. You know, it's a sunny place. Everything happens here.
Great riding, everybody together.
Everybody together, and the whole world shows up.
That's true. There's people from Europe, from all over North America, sometimes from South America.
Japan
sometimes, right.
Everybody.
So it's great. Are you working on any special trick today?
Perfectioning the art and trying to alternate and just try to do different things, maybe, you know, and replicate I have a picture of my father, my grandfather, and my uncle in my phone, and I showed it to Dave Nuri, and so we did a little bit of the earlier, and I want to make a picture, but I found out that it's really hard. I have a higher respect for my family even more than I ever did.
All right, that's cool, man. That's all right. Yeah. All right, awesome. Enjoy the day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm here with Steve Rook from Reddish in the UK, so quite far away. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. First time in California at One Love Jam?
Yep.
So what do you think? Is it surprising?
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, it's good turnout. I'm just really enjoying it. It's a lovely day.
Anything comparable size-wise in the UK?
No.
No, nothing like that?
No, yeah. Not yet. It was, but now, yeah, it's
pretty crazy.
It's small, but it's good, and I believe it's flat scene is growing in the UK, trying to bring some new younger.
Yeah. So what made you decide to come over here?
I've always wanted to come to California and ride my bike. And it's as simple as that. And I saw the One Love Jam as that's been going over the years. I thought, well, one day I'm going to make the effort, I'm just going to do it. And it's just been a solo mission to
make it a vacation.
Here.
Yeah.
And this year I've done it.
That's excellent. So, what did you think of the welcome? Like, you met some new riders, some new guys that you haven't met before, some riders?
Yeah, some I know from Facebook, and just that we connected. I've met everyone from Hawaii. We did the pre-jam yesterday.
That's right. Yeah.
And over in Long Beach, and then we all went out for a meal after. Everyone's been so welcoming.
It's pretty cool.
So nice. They've all been really cool.
How long have you been riding?
Since 1982.
All right, so since the beginning, 18, pretty much.
Yeah, since 1980.
Have you kept riding the whole time?
On and off, but I mean, I do a lot of other things. I've got, I run a skate park as well in Redditch.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, it's a big skate park. Just plugging it, Redditch Wheels Project Skate Park, like the page.
Nice.
Run skate park there.
So there's a lot of the eras of BMX are represented here, like old school, mid school, new school. So are you working on any new tricks?
I'm trying to get a lot of the stuff that I used to be able to do. That's what I'm doing. So, just back to the earlier question that when I rode early, I rode a bit of everything to start with, like a lot of people in the early 80s. We had the first track in the UK. We used to race a bit. Then we go jumping. Then we do what we thought was street. It was all riding, a bit of flatland, anything from like frame stands and then finding a bank, kick turns. And then, I just seemed to go and get into flatland and did shows. In the mid 80s, and then started entering the comps over in the UK with the UK BFA.
And
it just sort of went from there, really. But then that's what I say, I got into riding trying to get the skate park together, which has been a long haul and a lot of work. And I've also got a daughter that rides as well, she races.
Did you bring her? No, it's solo mission, you said.
Yeah, solo mission, yeah. So I've got to get back actually. It's a uni graduation, so Thursday. I'd have stayed a bit longer otherwise. It's just all good time.
Excellent. Why would you tell any of your counterpart in the UK of why they should come here?
Why? It's just I just think it's just an amazing vibe. Go over. You got the weather. It's pretty much guaranteed, and there's a good mix of all ages, abilities, and everyone's just going for it.
That's cool. Have you met some of the legends that are here? Martin Abreu was here, Dave Volker is here, Brian Blatter. Should go say hello.
Yeah, I will. I've obviously met Dave Nuri.
He still rides daily.
As soon as I got here. But I've just been sort of finding my own little spot and riding. And I just taken a few bids. And I think I need to get around and start.
That's right.
Shaking a few hands, bumping a few fists.
All right, man. I'll let you get back to it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Steve, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
all right,
thank you.
Cheers. All right, Steve Bergeron from Drummondville, Quebec.
Yes.
How are you doing? You good?
Good, really good. Like you.
Yeah. So you escaped the freezing weather
exactly.
in Canada to come here?
To snowing. Yeah. So much snow.
So much snow?
Here, so much sunny.
That's right. Is it your first time at One Love?
Yeah, first time.
What do you think?
Just unbelievable. If you are not here, you cannot understand.
That's right. Exactly. You're missing out.
Exactly. I don't want to miss if you are close.
Will you come back?
Here. I want it.
Yeah.
It's sure I want it.
Yeah. How long are you staying? A week?
10 days.
10 days, so you make it a little vacation?
Exactly, vacation. Yeah. But I want the vacation and same time to One Love.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's smart.
That's the deal.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's true.
Yeah.
How's the riding going? You like the spot?
Yeah, really. I like the spot. Not slippery and the
grippy.
Spot go fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grippy go and fast. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, exactly.
And
with the sand, though, but it's
yeah,
not slippery.
I know. There's no sand. We're on the beach, but there's
yeah.
no sand on it. That's great.
But today it's perfect. No wind.
Yeah.
It's perfect day.
It's really, really nice weather.
And so many riders.
I know over 100. 100. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Easily.
And,
What would you say to the guys that are still in Quebec or in Canada that why they should come here?
Oh, it's bad because it's so cold right now.
Yeah, it's a good jam to come to.
For that, and if you want to ride with many riders, it's the place.
It's the place, all right.
Yeah, because we are often the rider ride alone.
That's true.
Often.
That's true.
For where do you from? It's always like that, I think.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. I'll let you go for lunch.
Hey, you too, man.
Yeah,
thanks
a lot. I'll see you later. All right, and now with Claude Hickman. How are you doing, man?
What's up?
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good. First time us to meet.
That's right. First time we meet. I know about you. I've listened to you and watched you at the FIS and the UCI events a little bit. So you are sort of a neighbor. You're from Riverside.
Not too far away. Yeah, Southern California.
How long, how many times have you been to the gym?
You know what? Sometimes because of travel, I miss it. So this is probably my fifth or sixth year to come.
Yeah, because it's number 14. So you do the, that's a good average.
Yeah.
I mean, I asked everybody the same question, but for you, you live in California, so you're used to the good weather. But you know, what do you think of the jam? What's a good reason for people to come here?
Man, well, last year it got rained out. It was such a bummer. And so I think this year it looks like twice as many people here.
Yeah.
Lots of older guys with bikes, it looks like, who've built up bikes again and starting to ride again. So
which is a good thing.
Super encouraging.
Yeah,
the scene.
Yeah. I even saw a few people with their kids.
And people with their kids. You know, you got some younger riders out here. You got Dave Volker here, like
I
some legends.
Him. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's pretty cool.
I mean, and today the weather just like popped off, and it's like one of the perfect, best days I've ever been, you know, for out here as far as weather.
That's right. Are you working on any special tricks?
I'm working on keeping what I can do.
That's always a good thing. That is always a good thing.
No, just like if I could keep doing plastic mans and stuff like that, such a fun trick. Yeah. It took me forever to learn. Today I'm just having fun.
All right. And are we going to see you at some events this year?
Actually, yeah. I just got invited back to Inoshima for the UCI Championship there in Japan. And hopefully with FIS and UCI, I'll be able to do some TV commentary for them this year.
That's good.
Which is great. It'll be fun to see all the homies from around the world again.
That's right. Yeah. It's been too long. All right, man. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Of course.
And I will talk to you soon. It's Ryan Russell, my homeboy. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be in Cali. You used to be a semi-local, actually pretty much local, because you used,
local,
to be, used to be in Long Beach. You're now in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
How many of the One Love Gym have you attended?
I've attended all of them.
All of them?
They used to be up, Zuma Beach?
That's
right.
Yeah,
it used to be where they had the Hollywood Jams, which is, I feel like, what these kind of took over. You know, it was like
biannual
BMX Flatland Jam, and like, you know, Hollywood Steve kind of stopped riding, and then these guys kind of kept the... Kept the torch going.
That's pretty cool. So, how's the move to Portland been?
It's been good. You know, nice change of scenery. But man, at this time of year, it's nice.
Cold.
I miss California.
I'm sure.
It's
sure
snowing in Portland right now. It's good to be here and sunny.
So you ride California. Everything. You're one of the few guys that ride, you know, flatland very well, street very well, park and dirt
thank you.
And everything.
I try. I'm
so,
just a BMXer.
How much do you ride?
I mean, I maybe take a day or two off a week, but I'm always riding something.
Yeah.
And it kind of depends on the season, too. Like, right now, I'm really just riding flatland and, like a covered spot. But, I mean, during the summer, I'm riding trails. I'm trying to go to skate parks. It kind of just depends, too, on, like, the crew. Like, if there's dudes that want to go ride a skate park or trails or whatever, I'll do that. But I just like that I can always ride flatland whenever I
want
and need to.
That's
kind of what's nice. Like,
is that your first love, really?
Always, yeah.
Always?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the thing is, too, like, I cannot ride dirt jumps or ramps or something for a couple months. And I get back then, I can kind of get most of the tricks, like, within that first session, you know? Like, you just kind of dusting off the cobwebs. But if I take a couple of days off of flatland, I lose everything. So it's like, I have to stay on it to you know, ride and have fun and progress. Street riding, all the other stuff, it's like a different muscle. It's a different kind of thing. So
yeah, I hear you.
It's less important. And my point being, like, I'm more satisfied or more, like, fulfilled when I pull a flatland trick or land a combo or something than if I do something new on a dirt jump or a ramp. You know, it's just a different thing.
Yeah.
Big turnout this year, over, well, every
amazing
year.
Amazing turnout. No, amazing turnout. I was surprised because I've talked to a couple dudes and I thought it might have been smaller this year because some guys were like, oh, I can't make it out, I got some other stuff going on. But there's a lot of guys that have never come before or
new faces
I haven't seen in a while that came out. So it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It kind of refills my hope in Flatland.
yeah, but I mean, it's a lot of old school guys, but there's a lot of mid school too, and some new school. Everybody's hanging out together, so that's pretty cool.
I just think more events like this where like a kid, like look at that kid in the distance there, he's just pedaling around having a good time. Like the more they see this and be like, oh, this is cool, I could do it wherever I want.
Whoa,
I don't need
Joey.
Ramps or some special equipment for it, I could just go out there and do circles.
Yeah,
that's what got me involved into it. That's what like stoked me on. I was like, oh, I could just do this in my front yard if I want to.
That's true. Joey just almost took out that kid, but
yeah,
that's fine.
I probably should. The kid's got to learn. You got to stay out of the way, kid.
That's right.
Yep, CFL. That's what you get. That's what you get for being in the way.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I cut that off too.
No, but keep it in there.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you go back to your practice. Any trick you're working on?
You'll have to wait and see in the edit.
All right. All right. We'll see. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, man. You're the man.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, I'm here with Dan Enning now. Dan's come all the way from Switzerland. Are you from Germany originally?
Oh, yeah, I'm from Germany, yeah.
But you live in Zurich?
Oh, yeah, I live in Zurich since 10 years now.
Okay. Pro rider, actually, you ride for Flat Society. You met your sponsor for the first time, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
How's your first trip to Cali? This is your first time here, right?
Yes, yeah, my first time.
You like it?
Oh, I love it, man.
How's the spot?
The spot is perfect.
Yeah.
Good to ride. The whole American scene, I love it.
They're all here, actually. I think they're all here, really. There's so many people, right?
Yeah, for sure. The biggest jam I've ever been.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been riding?
I'm riding 24 years now.
Okay. All right. That's a good time.
Yeah.
And then you're a pro rider. Do you hit a lot of comps in Europe?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what made you decide to come to California for the first time?
The winter time is so cold in Switzerland, and I want to visit Flat Society and also to meet John and all the other guys. And it was on my bucket list to come here, and I made it.
That's nice. Are you staying for a long time? Are you staying for a few days, a week?
Weeks? I stay for like 10 days.
Okay, that's good. You gonna travel a little bit around?
Yeah, I want to travel to San Francisco, Las Vegas, San Diego.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. I think you impress a lot of people with your tricks today. What are you working on? I know you like to pull the bike flip.
Yeah.
Is that your thing right now?
That's one of my favorite tricks for sure.
And then you also do the cross-footed things, right?
Yes.
Like some of the nose wheelies and then the G-turn cross-footed and to some whips and also time machine, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Are you working on any video that we're gonna see soon, or any edit?
Oh yeah, I work on a special clip with some special tricks.
Okay.
And I film it since a half year, and something is coming in the future.
Cool.
With some new tricks, some new combos.
Are you actually living off BMX right now?
The halfway I'll be living from BMX, and the other halfway I have a normal job.
Okay.
But a half-time job, I start at 7:30 a.m. and I finished 11:30 a.m. So
you have the afternoon to ride and evening.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. And I know obviously I follow you, so you have an indoor spot.
Oh yes.
Yes.
5 minutes away from my apartment, so it's pretty easy. And in Switzerland, in a country like that, you need an indoor spot.
Yeah, it snows or it rains a lot, right?
It's also cool for the competitions, because when in the summertime, when it's really, really hot and every spot is so crowded, I go down to my indoor spot, and right there I train my competition run. That's pretty good. You're completely focused only on your riding and on your 3 minute run.
All right. I'm going to let you go and then enjoy California, but I'm sure we'll talk soon together. So thanks a lot for this.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Yeah, all right.
There you have it. Quick soundbite on what it is to be at One Love Jam in California in January. I hope that made you want to go. And, you know, it's always on Martin Luther King weekend, middle of January. And so it's never too early to plan your trip for next year. I hope to see you there. Until next time. Bye.
Podcast. Hang 5 Podcast. podcast.